Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Moutadi. Mojo, first round of the NFL draft is in the books. We'll have a bunch of draft coverage for you, but we're going to start with a guy who was once the number two overall draft pick. You got to go back quite a few years, but 2006, Reggie Bush to the New Orleans Saints. Now, Mojo, we talked about it on yesterday's show. Reggie Bush, after 14 years, has his Heisman Trophy back. And finally today, on Thursday, Reggie was at the Coliseum right next to USC's campus where he starred for all of those years and was the best player in the world, Mojo. He sat down and he spoke with the media, broke his silence on getting the trophy back. Now, Mojo, like we said, this is something, it's a fight that had been going on for more than a decade. Reggie explained how this all started, how it all came to be, and you will not believe who gets credit for this. None other than Rob Gronkowski. Here's Reggie Bush and his attorney, Levi McCathern.
Reggie demanded respect, but nobody was listening. And thank goodness, he and I met at a pool party, Rob Gronkowski's pool party at a Super Bowl,
oh, yes,
and he told me his story. And I said, Reggie, I can get this trophy back.
I mean, the legal counsel is everything. Honestly, you think they just going to listen to me directly? Like, no, it took a team for us to get here. And so I couldn't be more appreciative of these guys here. Levi told you a funny story. We did actually meet at a pool party. You know, it was loud, people running around, drunk, and we still somehow were able to create this right here. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's so powerful.
He is a very powerful, a great attorney. He represents Jerry Jones. He's represented other Dallas Cowboys over the years. He's a Texas guy, as you can see with the cowboy hat. And of course, Benjamin Crump, who has had so many big cases. So you take Reggie Bush and you put them with these two high-powered, great attorneys, and anything is possible. And as you see there, Reggie Bush got that trophy back.
Babcock, we need to amend the headlines about Rob getting all the credit for this. Babcock, I've been at every single one of these Gronk Beach parties, and I've been the most fun and most entertaining guy there. So I demand a little bit of credit for this.
Absolutely.
One. Not a lot, just like maybe 35%, and then Rob can have the rest.
I think you're selling yourself short, Mojo. I think you should get most of the credit, if not all.
I agree, Babcock.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. I was trying to be humble.
I know.
I mean, normally, you don't want to listen to a drunk guy at a party about how he can change your life and change your career. I mean, we've all been there. That is the most obnoxious guy at the party. You spend the entire party trying to get away from that guy. You text your friends, get this dude away from me, except when it's Super Bowl weekend. That is when these parties are the best to go. Well worth the price of admission just for the networking that comes from it. Because to be able to be there, to be able to afford that ticket, you're probably a shaker or a mover. You probably got something going on. And if you're talking about Reggie Bush, now he's in the VIP section. He's backstage. That's where everyone really is. These Super Bowl parties can go quite well. I'm just excited that he actually spoke to this guy and it worked out, because obviously this one could have gone the other way. Crazy where life takes you, right? I mean, you always say there's a plan in place and things happen for a reason, but very funny to me that this happened at the pool party. I guarantee you Rob had no clue that any of this happened. Probably didn't even know that either of these guys were even at his party, but that's how you know it's an awesome party, I guess. Either way, hilarious that after all of this media attention, everything that went behind this decision, that this is where the business actually got done.
All right, Mojo, moving on to Gisele Bündchen. Gisele, who you might have seen the story on the TMZ Sports website. Gisele was pulled over this week in Surfside, Florida, Mojo. Now, we had some photos, some images of Gisele crying, and a lot of people were wondering why the supermodel was so upset. Some people even believe, Mojo, that she was trying to get out of the ticket by putting on the waterworks, trying to cry her way out of the ticket. Well, Mojo, we know that that is very much not the case because we have gotten our hands on the police body camera footage, and you can hear, you can see the conversation that the police officer had with Gisele, and it's something far more serious.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you there's nothing I can do about that.
No, but he's talking.
Okay, well, then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach. Okay.
So there's more than people that have.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But what do you need? Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm tired. Everywhere I go, I have guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures. Do you need anything else? Can I assist you in anything else?
No, sorry.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, there was Mojo. So obviously Gisele said that there were paparazzi following her and she was obviously upset about it. Perhaps not the most understanding police officer in the world, but nonetheless did not give her a speeding ticket, let her go. But obviously the attention has clearly gotten to Gisele.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, that police officer, a little cold with this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's not necessarily his job to be friendly and get along with everyone he pulls over, no matter who they are. I guess to me, I was expecting him to be maybe a little bit more inquisitive about these people that he's mentioning following her around. I mean, yeah, they're photographers. That's their job. They're taking pictures, as he said. But I don't know, man. If I'm seeing Gisele Bündchen, who is a megastar, who's probably used to paparazzi following her around everywhere she goes, I wouldn't expect her to react like this. So I probably would have had a few more follow-up questions trying to, you know, ascertain what this situation really is.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Mojo, too, because she's so used to this. It's not like you don't have an 18-year-old person here who's new to fame and is not used to this sort of thing. I mean, she has been famous for decades at this point. And for her to get that emotional and that worked up, it really does lead you to believe that whatever was going on was serious. And look, we've seen situations like that have ended badly. You never want to be following people in cars. That can get to be very, very dangerous. Thankfully, everyone was okay. Gisele got to where she was going okay. But I could not agree more, Mojo. To see her so upset, it didn't sit right with me either. We are only a few months away from a big fight, a fight that I am looking forward to. That right there, a lightweight title fight from not just in Islam Makhachev, Mojo, the lightweight champion going back to 2022, but the guy who is regarded as literally the best pound-for-pound fighter in the entire UFC, Mojo. He is taking on a guy who has been a mainstay at the top of that 155-pound division for years and years and years, Mojo, Dustin Poirier. Again, this thing going down at UFC 302. I still kind of feel hungover from UFC 300. Gosh, the card was so darn good, Mojo. But we've got big fights coming up, as is evidenced by this big fight with Islam and Dustin. We recently had a chance to talk to the champion. He doesn't think Dustin Poirier has any chance, Mojo. Check this out.
Dustin, he's already a legend. And he have more than everybody experience in this sport. But his problem is his style. Just one problem this guy have. His weak point is wrestling and the grappling. And I just, you know, I have the key for the easy fight, and I think if I follow the program, if I follow the plan, I can beat him easy. My style and Khabib's style, it's a war style for the Dustin. People who can take him down, hold him there, it's always give him problems.
You heard it right there, Mojo. And as the old adage goes, styles make fights. And you heard Islam very clearly say, I am a terrible stylistic matchup for Dustin Poirier. I feel like Dustin Poirier may have a different opinion, But you heard what Islam said, and he is right. When you're talking about grappling and what happens on the canvas, not anybody better than him. Not at that division, at least.
Yeah, man. I mean, if I'm Islam, I'm believing every word I'm saying, too. Yeah. Look at my track record, right? I've been untouchable. I've just been running through everybody. I mean, I have one loss. It came in 2015. That 25-1, that one was
9 years
ago. So who knows what was even going on behind that one? There could have been some very special circumstances. Yeah. I'm sick. I'm injured. I'm blind. Yep. I couldn't see. Who knows what the situation was? But 25-1, nothing to scoff at. So I'd be riding high if I was him too. However, you're talking about Dustin Poirier, right? I mean, this guy is a scrapper. This guy is a guy that's been around a very, very long time. I got to spend a little bit of time with him the week he lost to Gaethje, actually, who also just lost here recently in an incredible fight. I mean, bro, you can't count out Dustin Poirier. I mean, he's such a beast, just a wealth of experience, been doing this for so long. He's beaten so many top fighters. I mean, you never know with a guy like that. So I wouldn't be getting too confident if I was Islam. But, hey, I mean, that confidence has done wonders for him. So maintain it. You know, do what brought you to the dance in the first place. And either way, this is going to be awesome, bro. I can't wait.
Dustin Poirier has the advantage standing up, and Islam has to get him to the ground in order to do what he wants to do to him on the ground. So can Dustin, can he stop the takedown? That's going to be the question. I also would remind people that Habib, and he never lost, 29-0, and he beat everyone, including Conor McGregor. Habib was probably in the most trouble that he was ever in his career against Dustin Poirier, who had him in an absolutely tight, tight choke mojo, and he ultimately got out, and then he went on to actually choke out Dustin Poirier. But Dustin had Habib close. I don't think this is going to be as easy of a fight as Islam thinks it is. Maybe Islam ends up winning the fight, but I think it's going to be a battle. June 1st, UFC 302, Mojo. Can't wait.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Ray-Ban, Good American, and Ulta. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for apparel and electronics, and you can save on everything you need for the summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of Big Give Week's 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Just go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Up next, combat sports star Paige Van Zandt joins the show. What should we expect when America's sweetheart steps into the boxing ring for the very first time? Find out when TMZ Sports rolls on right after this. Welcome back to TMZ Sports. Mike Babcock here. There's big news. It is a couple of weeks from right now. One of the biggest stars in combat sports, one of the biggest stars in sports, period, is getting back into fighting. Of course, you all know Paige Van Zandt. Paige, you are part of this Misfits boxing show. It's X Series 15, May 25th. I'm so excited to hear that you are fighting again, Paige. How you feeling? How you been? And how is preparation going?
I'm pumped. I'm so excited. My last bare knuckle boxing match, I got all the way up to fight week, and then the fight got canceled like days before I was supposed to weigh in. So I just feel like it's a long time coming. Like the preparation is gone from camp to camp. I feel incredible. I'm really excited this time. I actually get to have gloves on.
Right.
New. I did offer to do bare knuckle, but I don't think she wants
to. You're crazy. You're insane. Did you doubt, Paige, that this day might ever come again? Or I mean, you've got obviously so much stuff going on outside of fighting. I know you don't need to do this financially, so you're doing it for the love of it. Did you doubt that this would ever happen again?
No, definitely not. I feel like I was always waiting for the next opportunity. I did get kind of like bummed out after my bare knuckle boxing. I trained for the whole camp. I got all the way ready for a fight, very confident and prepared. And for it to fall out a few days before the fight, I was definitely a bummer. So for me, it was just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to go back to the gym and train and have fun training and have fun in life before I take another one. Misfits came with the opportunity, and when I got it, I was like, yeah, hell yeah, that sounds really fun. So it was pretty instant response from our side.
Now tell me if I'm wrong. Have you ever boxed before as part of an actual event?
No, I've never done straight boxing. I've done bare knuckle boxing.
Right, of course, bare knuckle. So yeah, how excited are you to maybe get cut up if you get hit or I guess more importantly, probably, you know, breaking your hands from punching someone's hard face?
Yeah, honestly, for me, like after my last bare knuckle, I didn't break my hands. They were swollen for like 2 months, but I always felt really good. So now having the opportunity to have gloves on, for me, honestly, it really doesn't like change a whole lot. Their preparation's a little bit different. The rules in boxing versus bare knuckle boxing are very, very minuscule of differences. Right. So just paying attention to those. But honestly, I'm just really excited. I'm treating it the exact same as any other fight.
All right, talk to me about Elle Brook. On its face, I think you've got a lot of people saying this woman has no chance against Paige VanZant. Talk to me about what you know about Elle, about her fighting style and all of that.
Yeah, you know, obviously this Misfits is known to be an influencer card. They brought me in for a reason. I think they're really excited about me becoming a part of the brand. And I signed a multi-fight contract with them, which I'm really excited about. And it's a good fight, you know, watching her matchups. She's tough, which is awesome. That's what excited me about it. I know no doubt we're going to go out and put in a very, very exciting fight, especially going back and watching all mine. I always come out with fire, and it seems like she's got that same thing going for her. So I think it's going to be really exciting.
I'm sure you don't even think like this, but do you feel pressure? Like, hey, I'm coming from the UFC, where I was an absolute superstar. You know, your pedigree is so great. Do you feel pressure? Like, I've got to be impressive against someone who doesn't have that same pedigree as me necessarily.
I feel pressure going into every single fight. And honestly, it doesn't matter who I'm facing, what promotion it's for. It's the same amount of pressure. Fighting for the UFC or bare knuckle boxing or any promotion I fought for, it's the same amount of pressure. And it's basically the exact same job. We're going out there to win a fight. And when you're walking out to the arena, it doesn't matter who you're facing, the promotion, you have the exact same nerves. And I'm happy about that, because I know I am nervous because I want it so badly. I know how hard I've worked. I'm going into this extremely confident, but I also know that I'm excited.
Any prediction when you think about how the fight goes? Is there something that you see? Is it a knockout? What do you expect?
You know what? Honestly, I'm training to finish. That's the goal. I'm training to get a finish. I definitely, with our style matchups, I wouldn't see it going 5 rounds. That being said, I wish the rounds were longer. I'm used to coming from MMA where we have 5-minute rounds, right? 2-minute rounds. So I know I just got to push the pace and look for a finish. And the fun thing, though, is I know I won't get tired because I'm used to fighting so much longer.
Right. It's going to feel like the round hasn't even started for you.
Yeah.
It's like 2 minutes.
2 minutes is really fast.
It is. Well, everyone will be watching. You can tell people are very excited for this, just the way they're talking about it. Paige, it was good to talk to you again. Cannot wait. It's May 25th on DAZN. You cannot miss it. Thanks, Paige.
Yep. Thank you.
Fellas, we may have a very big hint as to where Bronny James could be playing college basketball next season. Ain't that right, Liz?
Yeah, so there was a very interesting tweet that went out on Wednesday. It was posted by Duquesne head basketball coach Drew Joyce. Now, if you know that name,
it's
probably because you followed LeBron James's high school career. They were teammates at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. Joyce was just announced as the new head coach at Duquesne. He is replacing Keith Dambrot.
He's the little guy there.
Yes. Little guy. Everyone knows him as Lil Drew, but as you know, if you know about that team, he was actually like one of the greatest minds on that roster.
Yeah.
And a lot of people praised him. He just didn't really have the form or the frame.
Right.
Anyway, he went on to become a college basketball coach. He was at Cleveland State for a little bit before he became an assistant for Dambrot at Duquesne. But now that he has taken over the reins for Dambrot, he sent out a little post yesterday that had people kind of wondering if this meant Bronny James would be going to Duquesne,
right,
because he posted a gif of LeBron's famous chalk toss with some sirens and the eyes emoji. Wow. So people are like, ooh, you know, that would be really
interesting. That seems like a big sign. What else could it be? I know you have an alternative theory, Lucas.
I think this might be more about a Nike and LeBron contract with the school, similar to what Ohio State had a few years back. If like, I think it was during the Mike Conley and Greg Oden era where they put LeBron's logo
right
on the jersey instead of the swoosh. I think that's what that's going to be, because he has so many ties to that organization now with Danbrough and now Joyce. But either way, a lot of people are excited about this. And who knows? If the draft doesn't work out for Bronny, this could actually be a good location for him, given all the ties to the James gang and the Danbrough and Joyce, you know, connection there. It actually would fit really well with him basketball-wise.
What do you think about, Joe? Does this mean Bronny James is going to Duquesne?
This could be a very interesting situation. I mean, Bronny's had a lot going on this year, right? With medical, now we're talking about putting him in for the NBA draft, which probably wasn't going to happen. So, you know, it's a young kid that needs a lot of direction, needs someone that can reach him, that can speak to him. So if you're talking about a teammate, a good friend, a close friend of his dad, this makes perfect sense. I mean, probably for LeBron as a father, you know, this makes you comfortable as well, right? You know, potentially almost losing your son this year. Now you're stressing out more than ever. I mean, forget the fact that we're talking about two superstar players. I mean, as a concerned father, his concerns are going to be higher than ever. So I don't know, man. I mean, you're posting stuff like that. Could just be having a little fun with the internet, right? We get tons of that every single day now. It's too hard not to.
We'll see what happens. LeBron James, Bronny James, no one has commented on this yet. We will find out soon. Fellas, we are out of time. Like we said, bunch of draft coverage coming up for you. Gonna be a great show, Mojo.
Matter of fact, it'll be the best show since today.